The Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. On one occasion, when Jesus was going to the house of a leader of the Pharisees to eat a meal on the Sabbath, they were watching him closely. When he noticed how the guests chose the places of honor, he told them a parable. When you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not sit down at the place of honor in case someone more distinguished than you has been invited by your host. And the host who invited both of you may come and say to you, "Give this person your place." And then in disgrace, you would start to take the lowest place. But when you are invited, go and sit down at the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he may say to you, "Friend, move up higher." Then you will be honored in the presence of all who sit at the table with you. For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. He said also to the one who had invited him, "When you give a luncheon or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or rich neighbors, in case they may invite you in return and you would be repaid. But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind. And you will be blessed, because they cannot repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." The Gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. This is a day for stories. Perhaps you've heard of the legacy of Shug Jordan. Jordan was the head football coach for the Auburn University Tigers for 24 years. He compiled a record of 176 wins, the most wins of any coach in the history of the University of Auburn. At one point in his illustrious career, Coach Jordan asked his former linebacker, Mike Collin, who was then playing for the Miami Dolphins, if he would help him and help his alma mater do some recruiting. Mike replied, "Sure, Coach. What kind of player are you looking for?" "Well, Mike, you know there's that fella. You knock him down and he just stays down." Mike said, "We don't want him, do we, Coach?" "No, that's right," replied Coach Jordan. "Then there's that fella. You knock him down and he gets up, but you knock him down again and he stays down. We don't want him either, do we, Coach?" Coach said, "No, but Mike, there's a fella. You knock him down, he gets up. You knock him down again, he gets up. You knock him down again, he gets up. You knock him down, he gets up." Mike replied, "That's the guy we want, isn't it, Coach?" And Coach Jordan answered, "No, Mike, we don't want him either. I want you to find the guy who's knocking everybody down. That's the guy we want." Welcome to college football season. And my friends in Christ, we can take this story and make our confession. That's the guy we want to be with. The one who's always knocking the other ones down, the one who comes out on top. That's the guy we want to invite to our dinners and our social gatherings. That's the guy we want to hire. Down deep, that's the kind of person we want to be. And we don't want to be seen with the ones who are always being knocked down. The ones Jesus called the poor, and the crippled, and the lame, and the blind. And yet these are precisely the ones Jesus calls us to associate with. Joan Chittister wrote, "To practice hospitality in our world, it may be necessary to evaluate all the laws and all the promotions and all the invitation lists of corporate and political society from the point of view of the people who never make lists." Then hospitality, gospel hospitality, may demand that we work to change things. In verse 11 of our gospel text today, Jesus puts it this way, "All who exalt themselves will be humbled, and all who humble themselves will be exalted." At the table with Jesus, the first are last, and the last are first, and those who've been knocked down, they're the ones with the seats of honor. Another story. One that historians tell of Charlemagne, the great ruler of the early Middle Ages, the great Christian ruler of the church and the empire as it grew. Some 1,200 years ago, Charlemagne united the majority of Western and Central Europe, the greatest unified kingdom since the fall of the Roman Empire some 300 years before. After the death of Charlemagne, a great funeral procession was organized. It left its castle for the cathedral at Aachen. And when the royal procession arrived with all of its due pomp and circumstance, the local bishop stood at the cathedral door. As was the custom, the bishop asked, "Who comes?" "Charlemagne, Lord and King of the Holy Roman Empire," pronounced the emperor's herald. "Him I know not," the bishop replied. "Who comes?" A bit shaken, the herald sighed again. "Charles the Great, a good and honest man of the earth." "Him I know not," the bishop replied. "Who comes?" And the herald, now further directed by rejection, responded, "Charles comes, a lowly sinner who begs the gift of Christ." To which the bishop, Christ's representative, proclaimed, "Then enter, receive Christ's gift of life." In God's eyes, we are all equally in need. We are all the knocked down and the broken. None of us by our own merits will ever be good enough to come into the presence of God. And yet by God's grace, received in faith, we are saved. Not by what we've earned, not by how strong or spectacular we've been, but by the grace of God alone. A couple more wise voices to close this reflection. Once asked about how she measured the success of her work, Mother Teresa said, "I don't remember that the Lord ever spoke of success. He only spoke of faithfulness in love. And this is the only success that really counts." And in that same spirit, in the spirit of the humble servant, we remember Ralph Waldo Emerson's three marks of success. Number one, the ability to discern and appreciate beauty. Number two, the ability to see the best in others. And number three, the commitment to leaving the world a better place. My sisters and brothers in Christ, those who have been knocked down, every one of us, those who are broken, each and every one of us, those who are not worthy, come to the table of the Lord. And in the spirit of Jesus' call to humility and hospitality,